Hey, this is Greg Allman with the Federal Way Mirror. How's it going?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. Was reading the kind of pre-interview form they had you fill out. So I did see one of the things you wanted to talk about was being deployed during the holidays. What are your thoughts, or what did you want to say about that, I guess?
Well, of course, it's hard to be deployed during the holidays, not being around your friends and family, but a lot of support from home, from friends and loved ones, so that's been good. But it's weird having a Christmas where you're in a place that's foreign, but luckily I got a good group of guys here to celebrate it with.
Okay. What are some of the things that you guys do for the holidays over there? You put up Christmas trees, lights, anything like that, or do you have to kind of keep it low-key just because of the situation? What does a deployed Christmas look like or feel like?
Well, a lot of the buildings around here are decorated. We have, Christmas trees in the chow hall and decorations put up. In our office, we actually all have stockings hung that we were sent in the mail, so we have that, and just little decorations here and there, what we can scrounge up to make it look a little more festive, and every once in a while we get a Christmas song or two playing on someone's iPod, so that's basically Christmas for us.
No problem. And let's see here. You mentioned some of the support from home, and I noticed that your mom was somebody you put as kind of a contact on that form as well. What family do you have? Do you have girlfriend, wife, anything like that, or is it just still a bachelor kind of deal?
It's still a bachelor. Just seeing how things go while I'm out here, and then hopefully when I get back, we'll see where that goes. But just single for now.
Okay. And who is back home that's giving you that support that you mentioned?
Well, I have my mother Nancy and my father Dick and my little brother Austin. Those are my immediate family. But on top of that, I have lots of friends I went to high school with, and other family members that support me. I have a pretty large family who are all from around Washington State. So lots of grandparents. I have grandparents, uncles, aunts.
Cool.
Lots of support coming in.
Okay. And let's see, something I did notice said you wanted to talk to as well was first deployment. What did you mean by that when you wrote that down, I guess?
This is my first time deploying. Had the opportunity, it came down the line that there was going to be a deployment, and they were taking volunteers. So a bunch of us volunteered, and I was one of the ones who raised their hand and wanted to come out here and serve my country. So I'm a reservist back home, so we don't deploy as often as other people, so it's not always common to have deployments to volunteer for. So.
Okay. And, how has this experience been for you so far? I had know quite a few people who were in Iraq and Afghanistan, and seemed like it was always kind of a pretty big adjustment to make. How has it been for you being out there for the first time?
It's been very eye-opening to hear stories and read things in the news and see things in papers about what it's like over here, but to actually come and see it with your own eyes and experience it and work every day, it's definitely been eye-opening. It's been a good experience for me, a learning experience. And a lot of growth has taken place over here just in terms of, working. I don't want to say I've had other jobs, but a real job where, my job is directly supporting a lot of people out here, what I do. And so it's been humbling to know that, just the work we do out here is so important, and it's good.
Okay. And I don't know if you can really touch on this, but considering that our guys are officially back from Iraq, you know, is that something that is discussed very much in Afghanistan still, or do you guys just kind of keep your mind focused on the job in front of you and not really think about those kind of things?
Yeah, that's kind of how it is for us. We focus on the job we have in front of us, and that's, you know, something, if it comes down the line, we'll deal with it as it, you know, is handed down to us, but we're more concerned with what, you know, we're doing in the present.
Okay.
Less in terms of, you know, what may or may not happen.
Okay. And I did notice it mentioned volunteering as a reservist was another thing you wanted to talk about. Just kind of, you know, share your thoughts on what it's meant and what it's been like to be a reserve and being a volunteer.
Well, it's definitely been a good experience being reserved because, you know, I get to stay close to home, and I was in school before I came here and you know, around my family a lot. But, you know, a lot of people kind of, you know, when I told them I was getting deployed, kind of saw it as a negative thing. Like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, you know. But the way I kind of saw it is, you know, I didn't join to not deploy. It was something that, you know, I definitely saw happening in the future. And so when I had that opportunity, I was more than happy to take it because, you know, I was I joined because I wanted to serve my country and get out there and you know, help the people who are already out here do their job. So it was something that I don't regret at all, and something that I'm very passionate about.
Okay. And what kind of secondary schooling were you doing? Were you going to one of the universities here in the Puget Sound, or?
Yeah, I just finished my associate's degree at Highline Community College. I just finished my last class, I think, in March 2011, and then I was in the process of applying to a couple schools out there before, right when I got deployed. So it's something I've been working on since I've been out here, is following up on that.
Okay, and now what's the ultimate goal with school?
I would like to study political science and hopefully someday work. Maybe in the international relations sector.
Okay.
In some facility.
Yeah, and definitely having I was gonna say, noticed that you'd been kind of a traveler too, you mentioned, so yeah, sounds like that would be an interesting thing. One thing I saw is that you have been in an engagement. You know, how was that for being out on your first deployment and kind of finding yourself in that sort of situation so quickly, I guess?
It was a humbling experience, I guess, an eye-opener. You know, especially for the job that I have, it's not very common that a situation like that arises. So it was something that, you know, was very, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Sobering.
It was a learning experience, I guess, is the best thing I could say about that.
And,
sure.
You know, within what extent you can kind of explain, you know, like you said, it's not something that people in your position experience. Was it just an unusual situation that, like you said, is just kind of unique? Or, I mean, I guess kind of describe what you can to me.
More or less, the place that I was at, we were just working guard duty up in a post, and we took fire and had to return fire. So
okay.
Something that... especially where I was at, it wasn't very common to see. So it was just, you know, the day that I was there just happened to be the day that, you know, that happened.
Okay. And, you know, is there anything you'd really like to say to, you know, the community or people who, who you know are still around? Just, you know, what would you like your message to be to everybody back home, I guess?
I guess my message for them would be just, you know, thank you so much for the just love and support that I know that I've received, and that, you know, all of my buddies out here, I see them receive every day, and that means a lot to us, especially around the holidays when we're far from home and from our loved ones, and it's it means a lot for us, all the support we get, and it's amazing how much support we've gotten from strangers who, you know, get our addresses from you know, our parents or from our friends, and just decide to send out care packages or letters and things like that. It really, really is a good thing for us out here, and we appreciate it a lot. And the support means a lot to us. So just a big thank you.
No problem. All right. Well, I think that should be good, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today, and also appreciate you serving our country. It's good to know that we got guys like you out there. So, excuse me, if the information officer wanted to jump back on, I'm good to go. So,
yes, I think he would like to speak with you, so I'll put him back on here.
All right. Have a good day, Tanner.
You too. Thanks.